Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
WRHI here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. I'm Chris Miller.
And I'm Patty Mercer.
It is 73 degrees. It is warming up. The sun is out. It's getting nice and humid out. And
I can feel it.
Zero breeze.
Zero.
Not a bit of breeze.
It's like painting out there.
Yes. You can find us on FM 100.1, AM 1340, CN2. That's Comporum Cable Channel 102 and Facebook Live. And joining us in studio now, a guy that when he walks in the room, you can tell he is a basketball coach.
You think you're tall, and then you look at yourself. Yeah. It's like you.
That's associate head basketball coach for the Winthermen's basketball team, Coach Monty Sanders. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And we're gonna. You're here to talk about Winthrop and the basketball camp, but I'm going to jump into what I want to talk to you about, and that's
no doubt.
Last night's NBA Finals game.
We can't resist.
Game number 4.
Unbelievable.
Knicks come back from a 29-point deficit with like 15 minutes to go, and I went to bed because I had to be up at 3:30 to be in here, but you stayed up and watched it, and you said, I said, what are the odds something like that happened? You said, never see it again.
You might never see it again. Yeah. You know, I think about 50% of people that watched the game last night were one shot away from going to bed.
Yeah.
We're really the victims, to be honest. Like, we were about to get a good night's sleep, and then one of the greatest, it's a great example of sports, like, at any level, any age, pressure can get to you.
What changed? What is it that can just go from being described as listless?
Dead.
Yeah. Dead. And then suddenly it's like a switch.
I mean, I think it's one thing. It's like it's great when New York is good in any sport.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you've got Victor Wembanyama, the future of the NBA, an unbelievable basketball player. He's looking to the sides and his favorite rapper's right there, Jay-Z. Yeah. Rooting against him.
Spike Lee, Ben Stiller.
Spike Lee.
Taylor Swift was there.
Everyone
was that?
John McEnroe.
Charlotte. Yeah. Everyone is there, and they're rooting against you.
Yeah.
Boo. You're going to go to the locker room and listen to Jay-Z, and he was just yelling at you. You know, so I think the pressure is, you can't explain it. I think that's just what all it was.
Sometimes, though, the something to prove can give you what it takes to show them.
No, and that's what the Knicks did. They
yeah,
were
man.
Sitting there like, man, we're getting embarrassed at home. Like, we've got to give one more push, and
they did it.
And they did it one play at a time, and it's now you've got a Netflix documentary here in about 10 years.
We do.
That's going to be really fun to watch.
See, I'm that guy, though. I would have loved that last shot for the Spurs to go in. I always enjoy when a team comes a whole way back with their home crowd.
And they lose.
And then they lose.
You enjoy that?
Well,
that's horrible.
In New York.
In New York. Yeah. I mean, look, I have no lost love for New York sports. I agree. I think it's good, but I'm not a big fan of the Yankees and the – You know, the Giants and the Jets and the Knicks, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I woke up and knew what had happened, but I saw how it ended. I was like, man, if that shot would have went in, God.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an ultimate heartbreak is you come the whole way back, take the lead, and then lose. Like, oh, gosh.
The best thing is it was a one-point game, so no matter what, you get to go to bed.
A winner.
Yeah.
There's going to be a winner. You know, like somebody do something or don't do something, but I've got to go to bed.
You know, make this happen.
Just
do
make
it now.
Happen.
I love it. But it had been, like, what, 23 years?
Since
New York Knicks had won.
And like 20 years before that, since they were in the finals or something.
Yeah.
Like, crazy how.
So it's always fun to see someone get it.
That's not over.
It's been a while.
It's
no.
Seven
no,
games.
I'm speaking it into existence here.
Yep.
Putting it out there.
Yep.
So, Coach, speaking of fun, you guys have your camps coming up. And as someone whose son goes to these every year, I can speak for it. It's tons of fun. Tell us about your the Winthermen's basketball summer camps.
Yeah, they're awesome. First camp is June 29th through July 2nd at Rock Hill Sport and Event Center. Great facility.
I love when it's there.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. Wish we could do both of them there, but obviously they've got a million things going on. And but I'll be the first one. The second one's July 27th through July 30th. And it's about as much of a fun experience for the kids as you could ask for with little stress and you know, it's safe, it's, you know, enclosed environment, it's indoors, don't worry about the heat. I mean, it's basketball camp, man.
Yeah.
It's like the best thing ever. And I've got an 8 and 5 year old that have literally been talking about camp since last summer's camp ended.
I love it. You do that camp, and every time you walk into a gymnasium, it just hits you, that feeling of being, you know, at
balls
basketball camp.
Yeah. You know, you got to keep the, you know, the 12-year-olds from shooting half-court shots into the 7-year-olds that are shooting layups.
But, yes.
You know, aside from that, that's really the only hazard there is.
Full house. But
it's awesome. It's our players love it.
That's where I was going to go next. You know, one of the things I enjoy about it is seeing how involved your players are. I remember when KT was playing for you guys, Talford, and you would always, they always wanted him to shoot the half court shot to get ice cream.
And he always made it.
He's
one of the best half court shooters I've ever seen.
Like, he would, and I'm like, dude, why don't you just shoot there from games? Just pull up and think you're Steph Curry, right? Because I think one year he went like 4 for 4.
Yeah.
He made it every day.
Yeah.
So I imagine y'all probably blew the whole budget on ice cream that week.
I was about to say, it's for the kids.
He's a camp legend because of the number of kids who got to eat extra ice cream that day when they weren't supposed to.
He's awesome. A legend.
I mean, he just would. And, you know, the cool things you guys do at the end of practice, where at the end of the day, where you give individual campers chances to win Gatorades and jerseys. I mean, gosh, you guys give out 5 or 6 jerseys every week.
You know what's cool about that is, like, most players, even when I was a player, like, you wanted to keep your jersey. You wanted to keep your jersey. Our guys love giving the jerseys to the kids because then the kids wear them to games.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so like, the, I mean, these.
You're
like,
seeding those kids. Oh,
my daughter has one.
Fans.
So, she can't base. Even. If she puts it on, it just falls right off her. She can't even, like, keep the jersey on, but she wants to wear it.
What was the guy that used to play for y'all a couple years ago, Whitesides?
Cam Whiteside.
My son's got his jersey.
Oh, yeah.
He got it one day, and it was a dress on him now. He's starting to fill in a little more.
I think
when he was, like, 80, got it. But it's hanging up, and I'm like, he'll occasionally wear it to the game every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
But
so our guys line up. They're like, give mine away.
That's what I'm saying. Whitesides haven't played for 5 or 6 years.
Great man, by the way. Great. I was about to say kid. Great man.
Yeah, he's a man now.
Yeah, he's a grown man, but great, great person.
So Coach. Excuse me. Yep. I was just wondering, like, at the camp, what are some of the skills that the kids learn?
We try to do everything from the ground up, you know, help them build the basic skills, ball handling and passing, and then, you know, as they get a little bit older, learn how to space the floor and cut and obviously, you know, shooting mechanics and that kind of stuff. But for the most part, it's a lot of just, here's a skill, now let's play a game. So it might be like dribble tag or everyone's favorite game, knockout.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves that.
If you played basketball, you played knockout. Yeah. And I think we played knockout about 17 total times throughout the week because it's the kids' favorite game. And, then we do a what we call Scotty Says every other day in camp, which is basically a basketball version of Simon Says.
Yeah.
And I'm the coach that's in charge of making sure that, because the prize, if you win Scotty Says, you get $20, purple Skittles, and a red Gatorade.
Well, JP's never won that because I never saw $20. So he definitely didn't win that.
Only one kid has ever won Scotty Says. I've been doing this for about a decade.
So what is it?
It's literally Simon Says, where it's like
listening skills.
Scotty Says, because one of the greatest defenders of all time, Scotty Pippen, who these kids have no idea who he is.
Well, because all they know is Jordan. You don't know about his lieutenant.
Exactly. But Scotty Says foot fire. Scotty Says stance. Scotty says block. You know, just teaching kind of terminology of the game, and but it's one of the highlights of the camp. Like the kids trying to win Scotty Says. Mm-hmm.
So only one person's ever won it all time.
Only one person that I can remember has ever won it, and it wasn't at a Winthrop camp.
Why is it so tough? If it's Simon Says,
because I'm a beast.
I guess so.
And we don't take it easy. You know, we don't. We're not giving out, you know, participation trophies in Scotty Says.
I love that. Yeah.
So Coach,
they gotta earn it.
Folks obviously interested in your camp. What's the best way to get there? How do they sign up? Do that stuff.
MarkProsterBasketballCamp.com.
Got it.
Or go through Winthrop Men's Basketball Instagram or Facebook pages, and there'll be links and QR codes and all the stuff you need. And spots are still open.
Okay.
And we'll probably get close to filling up here in the next couple of weeks, but there's plenty of space available right now.
Yeah, and I will always make there. I really enjoy the one that's at the Sports and Event Center because it is such a big area.
Yep.
And such a great place. I mean, and I'll say drop-offs always, whether it's at the Coliseum or whether it's the Event Center.
Yeah.
You guys do a great job. Literally, pull up, kick your kid out the car. You guys are greeting them.
We meet them right there at the door.
I'll see you in 6
it's
hours.
It's so parent-friendly. It's about as good of a place you can drop them off.
And well, parents love that because not only are they learning basketball, they're learning discipline and skills and how the game works. And it gives them an appreciation for watching the game. Because you think it's easy until you get out there and do it. And then you know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's 9 to 3.
Yes, sir.
Monday through Thursday.
Yes, sir.
And you guys offer, if kids can bring their own lunch, and then or they could
bring your own lunch, or we'll provide pizza.
Yeah.
And at lunchtime, we put on like a Winthrop basketball classic game, and we all sit there and we watch old old DJ Burns games or Kelton Telford games. So it's fun.
We teach them the goats.
Teach them the goats of Winthrop, absolutely.
Boys and girls?
Boys and girls, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
Right. And its ages starts at what, six?
Technically, I think it's first grade and up. My son is rising kindergarten.
So
if there's a kid who's a little bit younger but is really into basketball and can catch, bring him.
And what's the cutoff age?
I think our oldest is usually around like a junior in high school. So they can,
yes.
You know, and the camp's a little bit different for the older kids. We separate them into three groups and kind of, you know, the skills are different. The games are a little different. So it's really good for all age groups.
And you guys do the tournaments at the end of the day. And then what I always enjoy is the Friday where you invite the parents and they can come in and have the full championship tournament.
The Thursday afternoon championship games are going to be layered.
Thursday.
The little kids are going to be at 1 o'clock and the middle age at 2 and then the older kids at 2:30. And so it's kind of like a March Madness feel where there's a championship game, then championship game, then fantastic.
I'm catching the enthusiasm and excitement just listening to you talk about it.
We can get you in the camp if you want to get in. I mean, we'll
try for the
shoes.
Ice cream.
Okay, that's fine.
Coach, again, tell us how to get in touch to sign up for camp.
MarkProsserBasketballCamp.com or go to our Winthrop Men's Basketball Instagram page or Facebook page, and it'll be pretty simple from there.
He is Monty Sanders, associate head coach for the Winthrop men's basketball team. Camp's coming up, and before you know it, we're going to be at the Coliseum in November cheering the Eagles on.
Can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is 7:51 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings.